This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Wendy Muller, Andrew Hopkins, and our newest Patreon producer, Sean Hall.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Who needs the Quickie Mart? I do.
Hey, he's not happy at all. He lied to us through song.
What was the cause of the Civil War?
Actually, there were numerous causes. Aside from the obvious schism between abolitionists and anti-abolitionists, economic factors, both domestic and international, played a significant...
Just say slavery.
Slavery it is, sir.
Hey, you're Apu Nahasapima Petalon, aren't you? I mean, you're the... God, you're like the guy. You're a legend around here. Can I ask you, is it true you once worked 96 hours straight?
Oh, yes. It was horrible, I tell you. By the end, I thought I was a hummingbird of some kind.
Oh, yeah. You know, I studied your old security tapes.
And, of course, we have Sarah Huckabee Sanders. We are graced with Sarah's presence tonight. I have to say, I'm a little starstruck. I love you as Aunt Lydia in The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, such nonsense. Such a waste of energy. And for what? But nothing.
Janine isn't nothing.
No, she most certainly is not. Do you think you've done her a kindness? She could have gone to God quickly, surrounded by her friends.
Friends don't stone their friends to death.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Ever since I was a little baby, I always be
dreaming.
In fact, I was the baddest.
Yeah, it's not good. It's fucking amazing.
It's going on for too long. He should just stop talking and stop singing the song now.
Up the chimney, over the fence, hit the car window.
You got to scoot forward there, baby.
Yeah, right,
20
right.
Seconds in.
Huh?
When I say babe, I mean Tim.
Babe.
I've been calling people babe for some reason.
Hey, babe.
Sammy Davis. Yeah, babe. Hey, babe. Yeah, 20 seconds there, babe.
King Kong. You know it then.
To the beach, y'all.
To the beach, y'all. Yeah. That's right, I'm only 10.
Got a casting call.
It's a game. I only got pubes yet. And I've been fucking bitches.
I've been fucking y'all pussy since I was 8 years old.
Street ball. Street ball
will be played. I can't help it.
That's
Mama
it.
Made me grow up, man.
I've been skeeting. It's little Bow Wow. Skeet, skeeting in the boom. My favorite sport. Like my boys ain't kings, I'm short. I keep it so
fresh on the mic. Why are we playing this, Ira?
Because it was going to be my casting
the
call
casting
theme. We were going to.
So you and Steph are going to sing it since you two know this song?
I don't know the rap of it, but I just know the chorus.
Little Bow Wow.
We're playing casting call.
That's going to be my theme.
Casting.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Casting.
Do we need to drop the music and just have you guys sing the casting call?
Well, that's that. Yeah.
How about this, folks? We're going to do live production right here on Radio Labyrinth, episode 123.
All the meat and potatoes that they don't normally get.
Sorry, John Mark. I apologize in advance.
I keep it 300, like the Romans. 300 bitches, we're the Trojans.
Why would you do? You do Kanye's like worst shit.
Oh, Yeezy's a great album.
Yeezy is
a fantastic
fucking
album.
Fucking horrible.
Oh, you don't like it because he's Donald Trump.
I love every other album he's ever done. Are you kidding me? I was listening to Kanye on the way out here.
What were you listening to?
I was listening to, actually, they played it in Westworld the other night.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that, they were, Runaway.
Yeah, the most confusing show on television.
Love that song. I appreciate the classics, like the Chronic album.
Oh, well, Lottie fucking duh. You want to talk classics? How about the Sugar Hill Gang? That's classic.
That's a little bit going. I can't go Curtis Blow. I mean,
Tonto,
jump on it.
Oh, but I love, that's, what about The Breaks?
These are The Breaks.
I love that song. And what's that cocaine one?
You're talking about white lies.
I love white lies.
Pure as a driven snow.
That only reminds me of Shaun of the Dead now every time I hear it.
Yeah. How about Pot O'Batten?
What? It's in Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah, whenever they go back to the house and they're playing the records before the first, before what's his face, before the roommate gets up and they realize he was bit, but he's not a zombie yet.
The garden?
Yeah, and he's like, turn the fucking music off.
Oh, his roommate, the Tick?
Yeah.
Hello, chum.
Yeah, it's so funny that's the Tick.
I forgot.
But how about Pot O'Batten? You know that song?
No.
I do not sniff the coke, I only smoke sensimilla.
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
In February 1984, Pato became a winner. Anyway, welcome to episode 123. We're going to be playing a game tonight. Ira is with us.
Hi.
Stephanie is with us.
Hello.
And Autumn is with us.
It's me. Hello.
Hi, it's Autumn. Hello, hi, me.
What is that, boy?
The dusty plains of Maryland.
I'm very tired. And
ladies and gentlemen, Tim Andrews.
Hey, thank you very much. Let's dial it down.
Oh, sorry.
Bring it in.
Jeff is not with us tonight.
No.
We did start recording the show last week, the one that we didn't put out. And Jeff got a phone call about 20 minutes in. And it was his brother telling him that his mother was not doing very well. And then later in that evening, his mother passed away.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, we didn't really feel like continuing the show.
Completely understandable.
And, so I just want to talk about it a little bit, and Jeff is in Nebraska. They're doing the funeral this week, and later on, they will be doing a memorial service for his mother. Her name is Jean.
Yeah.
In our hometown of Mansfield, Pennsylvania, which is way up north, and the town in which Jeff and I both grew up, and why we know each other so well since I think 1980. 1980 is when.
Jeez.
I moved back to Mansfield. My mother had been in a car accident, and with the money, she bought a house. She got a settlement, so she bought a house. And while that house was being built, we moved to another town, and I went to school in Wellsboro for half a year. And then that fall, or that winter, after the Christmas break, I started back up in Mansfield in fourth grade in Mrs. Stoller's class. Mrs. Stoller was great, you know. And in that class, I sat close to Jeff when I sat down in the role, and we had hung out together second, third grade when he lived downtown. And I remember this little scrolled up note was rolled back down to my desk, and it was from Jeff, and I unraveled it. Now, I have a good memory. Believe me, I have a fantastic. Believe me, my memory is fantastic.
Like the little sparrows notes in Game of Thrones.
And- yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah. Or the ravens or whatever. Yeah.
It just said Hodor.
Hodor.
I think I don't remember what the note said. I just remember.
40 years later.
I remember getting it. Yeah, 40 fucking years later, no doubt.
It all makes sense now.
But then, from then on, you know. Tight as thieves? What is it? Thick as thieves.
Yeah.
No, tight. Tight buttholes.
We weren't. Our buttholes were loose.
But were you the kind of guys in school where you guys kind of had each other and you guys were best friends and you were kind of accepted into other groups, but it was always just the two of you?
Well, we had our other good friend, Stu. He was Stu's neighbor.
Oh, right. We met Stu.
Yes. He was Stu's neighbor. They were very close. Stu ended up moving out of town to, you know, we didn't really have suburbs. It was just a small town. And then you had farm country.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Stu's parents had horses, so they bought a house and they left, you know, town, so you couldn't walk to his house anymore. But, excuse me, fourth grade on, very, you know, good friends, and a lot of time spending the weekend pretty much at Jeff's house.
Okie cookie.
Yeah, well, no, we weren't. I wasn't able to do that yet.
No?
No.
Not, Jeff was, though, right?
I don't know. You're going to ruin this tribute with your ookie cookie?
Ooh, speaking of cookies.
Jeff threatened me. He said, if you guys make this a fucking downer, I'll kill you guys.
Oh, all right. Well,
he threatened me.
Well, that's why I'm expanding on
Steph
the story.
First.
He said, keep it light.
Keep it light. So spending a lot of time at Jeff's house, you know, as we get into high school, 7th, 8th, 9th grade, you know, junior high, hanging out and spending a lot of time there. And his mom was so nice and generous with all of his friends. She was a good cook. She always made snacks when you went over. She would drive us to the mall to go see movies, to go shopping. I never had any money. So it meant that his mom always paid for everything. And I remember one time we were going to something and I couldn't get in. And Jeff's mom said, well, I'm sure Tim's mom didn't give him any money, so I'll pay.
Yeah.
It was that kind of thing, you know. I, you know, it eventually got to the point where we were hanging out all the time. And Jeff has a younger brother named Josh, who's they're not that far apart in age. And Jeff's brother, Josh, collected Star Wars figures. So sometimes his mother and dad would go out of town and they would pay me to stay there.
What?
Ostensibly to babysit Josh.
Oh.
Because they thought that Jeff would just, you know, beat the hell out of him.
And so they would pay
and
you.
And abuse him. So they would have me there.
And then you would beat on Jeff.
No. Oh. No, we got one fight. I threw a bowl at him.
Oh, yeah. The See, infamous ice cream bowl fight.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Did you charge them extra for that?
No. But we would get out Josh's Star Wars figures. And then, you know.
Did he have the case?
He had the Darth case? Vader case.
Oh, sweet.
Which is a complete different story. One time Jeff rearranged him and he got grounded.
You were grounded, young man.
Oh, no. Josh was meticulous with the Star Wars figures, and I think Jeff turned him around, and there was a big fight, a big ballyhoo. But I would stay there. We'd play with the Star Wars figures and, you know, do the cantina and stuff, and it would be hours, and then, you know, Jeff would be playing video games or whatever. And there were so many different trips that we took. Getting into the muscular dystrophy telethon every year, collecting money for MDA, that comes from Jeff's mom and Jeff. And she would drive us up every fall. That Labor Day weekend, we would go to WENY-TV, which is the ABC affiliate in Elmira, New York. We would answer phones. We would stuff envelopes. We wouldn't get any sleep. They had a soda machine and all the donuts you could eat. So fat-ass little me. And then running around, and I would go over to the radio station and just, they had a sectional couch in their lobby. So I'd go over there and sleep and, you know, just listen and everything. Yeah. So.
That word all started for
that's
you.
That's what I was going to say.
Interest in radio started for me long before that. When I heard talk radio at night,
yeah,
I would just, you know, and I would listen all night long. I'd put my radio under the pillow or whatever. But
same with me.
She also, we would go on trips. We went one time, bus trips from the Catholic Church, Holy Child Catholic Church in Mansfield would always go to bus trips. We went to Atlantic City one time. When we were in 7th or 8th grade.
Here's your free token, sir.
Well, you couldn't get in the casinos, but we made it a quest to walk up and down the boardwalk in AC and get all those. Back in the day, you had those cups that had the casino name on them. And kept all your coins or whatever in there.
Bet you guys were getting laid with those, huh?
Oh, yeah. We weren't getting laid. But I went to the Playboy Club. It was still open. I wanted to go in the gift shop. So you were allowed to go in the gift shop. Went in the gift shop. And I bought, I thought they were the coolest things ever. They were wristbands with Playboy logos on them.
Oh, of course.
And I was fucking cool.
And then you bought the mud flaps with the...
No. The little decal came off quickly. So, there were Playboy, you know, the bunnies and the get up with the... I remember looking
Atlantic City's not the way it used to, is it? Not
I don't
the
know.
Way
it, yeah. One time we went to a rally in Pennsylvania for a bunch of Democrats, because Jeff's mom was very involved. She was a delegate. She was involved in the party.
Huh.
And I think it was, God, who was the astronaut that ran? John Glenn.
Yeah.
So whatever year John Glenn was a candidate for president, I think it might have been 87 or 88, because that's when he was running, but might have been 84, I don't recall.
Was it Mondale?
Well, Mondale got it eventually. I think it was leading up to it might have been 87. Leading up to the 88 campaign when John Glenn was running as a Democrat. And we went to an event for him. And, you know, and that's just a sample. You know, after I moved down here and Jeff moved down here, his mom would come visit. And we would go out to dinner, or anytime I would go home, you know, if Jeff were here and I went home, I would always try to stop by and spend some time with Jean, because she always made me laugh. And,
yeah.
And she was friends with one of my mom's best friends. My mom passed away, and so there was a connection there. And so, you know, there's the thing about moving away. Now, you're from pretty much Detroit, right?
Yeah.
And you're from a highly populated area, right?
Yes.
So we have this small town. You know everybody. And when you move away and the people that you knew don't live there anymore and you go see your friend's parents or your relatives and stuff, it's that small town thing. It's like, well, tell me about this and tell me about that. And, you know, she was just a great lady, fantastic lady. So, Jeff, you know, we all feel bad and we're all sorrowful, but we're also, happy that we got to know her. I'm happy that, that she's a memory, and you know, will always be a happy memory. And you know, there's that. Not to be too maudlin or anything.
No, it's a nice tribute, man. I mean, we should be doing that, and it's good we have this outlet to be able to do that.
The last time she was in town, we went to Matthews and Tucker. Have y'all ever eaten there?
No.
The cafeteria?
Cafeteria. Fantastic food. Oh my
father-in-law goes on and on about
that
place.
We met Sean and Lisa from Mary Todd down there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jeff's mom's a, you know, quick wit, firebrand about the Democratic Party and Sean.
Oh, God, Sean.
But no, but it was, she made an impression on them. As she does on everybody, you know, and they really liked her a lot, and I'm sure vice versa. So I'm glad that they got to meet her too. And Jeff, we will see you next week. And what were you had brought some cookies?
Well, yeah, I asked Jeff like what was his mom's, you know, what was like her favorite dessert or whatever, and he said she really loved chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I brought us some chocolate chip cookies. Well, they're chocolate chunk cookies.
Bust them shits out.
Normally I wouldn't do this, but since it's a tribute to Jeff's mom,
sorry, Autumn, you don't get one.
I'm gonna have
to eat
one of those fuckers.
My nanny and Ellie made some sort of chocolate chip cookies today.
Oh, okay, do you have one? Do you got one handy? All right.
No, I ate too many when I was doing the dishes.
Oh, like I like to
like
eat.
A weird raccoon over the sink.
Have you ever eaten a bowl of cereal while you're taking a shit?
Next week.
No, but you know what? I'm going to try that in the morning.
I have.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's really...
Why is that appealing?
That seems like something you do
it's
in prison.
Not
I don't think you do that in the real world.
I just had to go to the bathroom and I was hungry.
Yeah, it is not at all.
I feel like I'm not hungry when I'm trying to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's like a...
I mean, like that smell.
That's the whole...
Oh, my God.
These cookies are good.
Would you get a Blumpkin? Really, would you do a Blumpkin also?
I don't know what that is.
It's where you get blown while you're taking a crap?
Oh, yeah, I'd do that.
No, I don't like any fecal stuff whatsoever.
Well, I was a messy child.
Do my business in the bathroom and...
I'm not anal.
Go on my phone a little bit. And,
yeah.
You know.
What's the opposite of anal retentive? I'm anal aggressive.
I don't know if that's the opposite.
Yeah, I don't think aggressive is the opposite. Retentive.
It's just another anal situation.
Anal relaxative.
Relaxative? Well, this tribute went to shit, didn't it? Literally and figuratively.
She would have loved it.
She might have. I know she listened to the show.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
She heard the things that came out of my mouth?
Yeah, probably. That's not right.
Oh, I apologize.
I don't think
my dad listened. These are pretty good
cookies. Yeah, they are.
Good job, Fresh Market.
Really good.
Fresh Market.
Yeah, not that great.
They're not as good as your kids, I'm sure.
You had your cookies
earlier. Yours were made with love and whatnot.
I'm sure they're not
as good as... And also full of, like, weird germs that were all over.
I didn't want to say anything, Autumn.
Yeah.
But I watched the kids Master Chef. I love it. I wouldn't eat a fucking thing that they put up there because I know it's got boogers in it. I know they got boogers in them.
Well, yeah.
Sparkling,
they all cry. I want to watch a show where people are made to cry.
I'm terrible because, you know, I'm all open-minded and everything, but that little whatever the hell, the gender fluid kid they got on there, that annoys the shit out of me.
What do you mean gender fluid?
She's got a haircut like Joan of Arc.
Mm-hmm.
It's just annoying to me because I feel like they... I don't know if
Joan
she's a good,
Van Ark from Knott's Landing?
No, like they're going to burn her at the stake, Joan of Arc.
Oh, that one.
Like it's ridiculous. Like there's no style to it at all. It's not even like a boy's haircut. It's like they cut it with an old piece of glass.
So it's not even like stylish?
No, she looks like a fucking monk. It's
horrible. That's what they've said. I don't remember who said it, but it's like Chaz Bono. Like was your goal to be an overweight, ugly man?
Yeah, I mean, who wants to?
No, but if you want to be a dude, don't you want to be a certain kind of dude?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like if I wanted to change who I was,
if Larry did that. I'm not going to continue.
He did.
I'd want to be the best version of it because, like,
exactly. I want to be like
you did it.
Caitlyn Jenner's trying to do something with herself.
Exactly. She's not like, I'm just a menopausal woman. She's like, I got contour, beautiful hair.
Yeah, she's going. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm very attractive. I'm a lovely, lovely lady. Oh, my goodness. You know, and I have a hot little girlfriend now.
Do you?
Oh, she's a peach.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, she's a dime.
What's she look like?
Very hot and young blonde. Man. You ever see that picture of when they first introduced Caitlyn Jenner to Kanye?
Uh-uh.
And he has this look on his face like,
get the fuck.
It's a still shot from the TV show. I don't know if he's saying that, but it's just, could you imagine
Kanye don't like trans people.
You've known Bruce Jenner, and you know who he is, and all of a sudden this thing.
No,
walks
they've
in.
Known for a long time, don't you think?
Yeah, but I don't imagine he walked around the house like that. I'm Caitlyn Jenner. Look at me. Wow. Hi. Hey,
look, dude, it was He's hard for me to watch. Did you watch that episode of Jay Leno's Garage whenever he had on Kendall? So Kendall was on there. And
really?
Yeah, and she's driving her little Corvette, her little two-seater classic Corvette, and here comes Caitlyn out of nowhere, and Jay's just talking to him like they've known each other like this forever, and it's not weird, it's not bizarre.
Yeah, he was a big racing guy back then,
right? And Jay doesn't even, but Jay doesn't even address it. It's like, oh yeah, we're all just supposed to act like this shit isn't happening.
No, yeah.
See, to me, that wouldn't bother me.
What wouldn't bother you?
Like, I wouldn't feel the need to address it.
Oh, I'm not bothered by it. I guess I am because I don't know him, her, whatever.
Well, even if I feel like if I,
you wouldn't need to address what, that he's trans. That she's
right,
trans?
Isn't that what you're talking about, Steph?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just there's no acknowledgement.
You don't address it.
I don't
just,
know. It's just
I'm talking
weird.
To a chick
it's
now. Weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Race.
It wouldn't
but
to you, me. There, yeah, there's no. There's no. But you can't instinct to address it.
But right. If you knew him for 40 years as a dude,
yeah.
And then the next time you saw him,
hi.
No, but that's but that can't be the real way it went down.
I got tits now. What do you think?
Check these things out.
Oh, my tits are 40 years younger than me.
All right, so even if you've seen him two times since then, you 40 years of him looking of him being a dude, and then just now all of a sudden, I see
Caitlyn
no,
Jenner
I get that,
on cover
I don't
of
think...
magazines, and it and I just what the fuck is this?
Well,
you know, I am sympathetic and understand
to right. people that go through
a
this
young
and
child
have the gender...
or not a young child because I think that's child abuse, but when you're you know, of age or whatever, teenager, you're going through adolescence or when you're younger and you decide I want to do this because you're compelled to do it because in your brain. Okay, I get that. But when you're his age, you know, almost 70 years old, however the fuck old, you know,
yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner is.
The fuck old.
Oh, yeah, I'm a woman. Oh, and celebrate me and
well,
I'm a hero.
It's like a late life, midlife crisis.
A lot of guys crisis? Are doing that, though.
I know they are, like... and they shouldn't.
Let me pose this to you.
Did you see that guy at Dice?
No.
You didn't see that?
No.
I was on line for the bathroom and there was a guy, I don't know, definitely a guy. He had a full goatee, wearing a dress and earrings and everything.
Okay.
But I don't think he was fucking around. I think he was very serious.
Do your thing.
I'm more comfortable with that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you're wearing a full goatee.
I don't know, it's still more comfortable.
So what does that
me.
Mean?
I think that when women transition to men, I think that makes a lot more sense to me. Now, I don't study this. I'm just saying, I know, Autumn, you're chomping at the bit. Hang on a second.
It's cool.
Hang on. It makes more sense to me because women are systematically and culturally and historically the victims of abuse from men and are put in a weird position, a position that men are never put in by women. And I think when you get older, your testosterone lowers. Maybe it's like, well, you know, this is a fetish. You know, I don't know anything, of course, but to, you know, I am not a scientist or a psychologist or anything. But it just to me, when women transition, it makes more sense to me.
No, I mean, I understand that thinking because women's sexuality is more fluid, and
true. They'll experiment more.
You don't see guys making out with each other for fun at bars.
Hey, this is so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I'm so trash.
Dudes typically
don't
go through.
I blew that guy just that one time. I just wanted to try it out.
I fucked a guy and I liked it.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's just the facts, ma'am. So, there's that. But, I mean, I don't think that the men who are transitioning at 50, 60, 70 years old were growing up as little kids thinking that they were actually girls. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think that that's happening. I think it's either, like you're saying, either some fetishization. How do you say that?
Fetishist. I don't know.
Fetishization. Fetishization.
Yeah.
Thank you. That. It could be that. It could be some sort of like past trauma that is now with the lowered testosterone now manifesting itself in this like, I feel like a woman inside, or maybe they have thought that way for a long time. But
it's all
never...
these GMOs are turning these kids gay.
Maybe it's the high fructose corn syrup.
You
got to
get organic chicken or they're going to be gay.
They're turning the frogs gay.
It's the dark brown sugar.
Oh, right.
That's doing...
that's turning us black.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, we had a
patient.
We had a patient at a doctor's office I worked at where he was married to a woman and he transitioned to a woman and she was supportive and they stayed married. And a couple of years into it, he hated it and he went back. Went and got his dick back.
But what was
he didn't have his penis removed, right?
Yes. He had a full surgery. He had a full transition.
He got his own dick back?
See, that's the worst thing.
No, he didn't get his own dick back. They had to make him a new one.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Did he have it in storage?
How fucking horrible is that? Because you're never going to be able to have an orgasm.
Well, who cares?
Well, I don't think it was about that for him. It was like, and he was so, I guess he was so convinced that he wanted to be a woman, and his wife was full. The last I heard, and this was like
eight years ago. I'm glad I don't have to fuck him anymore.
But she, she stayed with him through the whole thing. She was very supportive.
When you have your penis removed, you have to keep a thing in there all the time. Always.
No.
What? That's not true.
Not always.
Please. I've read these studies.
You've researched this?
I've read these studies where you have, it's a fucking wound that won't heal, and you have to put a dildo in it.
Aye.
Oh, no. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, this is bad. This was the...
Google it.
No,
I don't think you have to. I don't think it's a wound that won't heal.
You have to keep a vibrator in. That's what, anyway.
Well, not a vibrator, like a cylinder, right?
It's like in your ears pierced. You have to keep something in the hole or it'll close up.
Yeah.
You have to keep something in your dick or it'll go away.
I think
so. In your new vagina.
Oh, your
vagina. My original point of all of this.
And you definitely
was
have
say.
Orgasms. It's the girl, the women who transition to men that have trouble having orgasms.
Oh, yeah.
But my original point of this was that MasterChef, back to it. I feel like they just let certain things, like they act like somebody's such a great cook, but you don't really know, but it's because of whatever the hell is going on with them. Like this kid is gender fluid. Just like a couple of years ago, they let that blind bitch win, which is such bullshit because she had to have a helper through the whole fucking thing. Yeah. How is that fucking fair?
That was on Junior?
No, that was on the adult one. That used to, it infuriated me beyond words. That you should have a blind master chef show then. That's fucking bullshit.
Hell yeah.
So anyway, I just think they do that sometimes.
You have a dog helping you?
I was going to say, you should have a service dog chef show.
Or a monkey.
Right.
A service monkey.
Exactly. A monkey.
I got cooking with monkey that old Phil Hartman sketch.
I have a service inchworm.
All right.
Anyway, so our condolences.
Yes.
to Jeff.
I hope it was respectful.
That is your tribute. No, I laughed because I knew he would like that, but we are thinking of him anyway.
Yes. All right.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Steph, you got anything to plug?
Yeah, so Saturday, May 12th at 4:30, you can come out to Vino 100 for Barktown's Wine and Wags event.
Oh.
It's a wine tasting.
Yeah.
It's a dog petting situation, and you can get your drink on, get your dog on.
Yeah, can you bring your dog and let your dog drink?
If you want to, that's up to you.
All
I don't know if anybody's going to call someone on you. We won't, but that's
okay.
Your business.
All right.
$10. And it's at 131 South Main Street in Alpharetta.
Okay.
And from 4:30 to 6:30, Saturday, May 12th. So please come out and taste some wines and touch some dogs.
Do you get to, is it an adoption event or is it just kind of a mixer?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can definitely, if you see a dog you want, put your name in the hat. We'll see if we pick it out.
All right.
You might get that dog.
Anything else?
And as always, Gwinnett County Animal Shelter, we need you. We need you to come and get some of these dogs and cats and... Sometimes we have chickens and birds. You know, we have owls sometimes. There's
an owl.
A snake.
Wow. Yeah. Who the fuck has an owl?
Found an owl in the Publix parking lot. I mean,
was actually just living its life.
old
this owl was lost.
He was eating a Tootsie Pop, and we were like, get in this truck, you fucking owl.
Look at that old Buddy Hackett joke. They threw fruits from Cleveland to fucking an owl on a bus.
But anyway, so we have great, great dogs and cats, and we really need. And if you want to volunteer, we could really use your help. That would be great. I actually fell Sunday.
Ooh,
big dog. Puddles is his name. Mm-hmm. He's a delight. He got adopted, and then they brought him back the same day.
Why?
because they're fuckers. And let me tell you what they did. They didn't even bring him back in. They tied him up outside.
Oh, what a
so
bunch
we just
of
go outside and he's like tied up outside.
Pussies. Aww.
Yeah.
Own up. You don't have to take the thing.
And he's a great dog. He really is. He's just very strong. So when we came back into the kennel, he pulled, like lurched really hard, and I fell on my big fat knee. And I was kind of rolling around the floor a little bit, but he was really good. He came back to me. Like, he didn't even try to attack the other dogs in the cages. He came over and just licked my face and was like, get up, chubby. It's going to be all right.
What's that again?
Oh, Barktown Dog Rescue, the Vino 100 thing. Vino 100. It's 131 South Main Street in Alpharetta, Saturday, May 12th, 4:30 to 6:30. Wine and Wags. $10.
Awesome.
Okay.
That doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail.
So, guys, let's do a little house cleaning.
Yeah?
Patreon. You know, you could support Radio Labyrinth via Patreon at www.patreon.com/Tim Andrews. When you go to the page now, you don't see me. You don't see just, you see everybody. It's for everybody. So what I'm saying is, I'm going to start doing these shout-outs live. Usually we record them, but I want you guys to weigh in as we're doing these shout-outs. Now, these are the folks that support us every single month on Radio Labyrinth's Patreon page. So let's do with them, shall we?
Let's do it.
So thank you very much, Aaron Roberts. And if you guys feel like saying something, go ahead.
Okay.
AJ Dysart. Amber Gilpatrick.
Amber.
Right, Amber.
That's right. Andrew Hopkins. Andrew Harbin, Beth Van Elswick, who I've known for a very long time, Brian Jackson, Brooke Sizemore, Buck Monterey, Chad Shepard.
Oh, Buck.
My old intern,
wish my name
Chad.
Was Buck.
Chris Weiland, Chris Knight, Colin Oman, Dallas Walker, Dan Carroll, who we will
Dallas
probably
Walker,
be.
Dallas Walker, Texas Ranger.
we'll be having Dan on again soon. Darren Downey, David C. Funk, Debbie McDonald, Denise Reynolds, Dustin Lawler.
Oh, he's like the head radio.
He is. Eric Malmstrom. Garrett Kimball. Herb Lamb. I think that every time. I'm Detective Garrett Kimball.
Yeah. He's a cop, you idiot.
I'm a cop, you idiot. Who is your daddy and what does he do? JB. Jeremy Truman. Yeah, Jonathan Wilson. Those prank calls are so good.
They're so good.
Yeah, okay, you police. Jose Perales, Keith Tate, Kevin Stokes. Yeah.
Stokes. Yeah, I like that.
Kevin
Stokes.
Leslie Norman.
Hey, Lou Caniglio. hey, you owe me a little bit of money.
Got a little job for you in the
he's
sink.
He's a big car guy.
Oh, he is?
Louis Kahn.
Yeah. Mark Weiland. Matt Talley.
What up, Matt?
What up, Matt?
Matt Carter. Mike Spittler.
What up, Matt?
Matt Talley's coming in here, isn't he?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, soon. Mike
Talley
Hall.
Is?
Yes. Yeah. Nicholas Frank. Rusty Weinberg. I love Rusty Weinberg.
Yeah, I love Rusty.
He knows pudgies. Ryan Humans. Sean Hall. Trent. Wayne Blair. Zach Pittman. And Wendy Muller.
Oh, the moles.
I got to give a special shout out to Mike Hall.
You do? Why is that?
Because he came out to my show at Fat Matt Saturday night.
Oh, yeah?
We hung out.
It was a great pick. It was a great pick.
What? Pick?
Picture.
Oh, picture.
Yeah, the two of you guys.
Mike owns the pizza place we're going to do
Atlanta
the show
Pizza
for.
And
Gyros.
He brought me a shirt. Thanks, Mike.
Isn't it Euro?
Oh, we're not going to have
it. And thanks for coming out.
It's so a really potato.
Appreciate
potato.
It.
Yeah. If you'd like to support, if you'd like to support Radio Labyrinth via Patreon, like I said, go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. You can pay it. You can donate a dollar. You can go all the way up to whatever you want. I would like to mention that I'm thinking about dialing back what we have, because I know me, and you know, I want to do the drawings for people, and I also feel like, people are donating and I don't deserve it, and we don't. So I don't know, we'll figure it out, but I want to involve the radios more, the Patreon radios more and more in the show. So I've come up with an idea and I want to see what you guys think of it. So if you've seen the Avengers and would like to record a 1-minute review, we will take them, and we will pick the best 5 to play on the show. We're going to start with the Avengers because it's going to be a big movie for the next couple of weeks. We're going to play the best five on the show. And we'll pick one that we like a lot. And the winner will, you know, congrats. It's the best whatever. And you can make them funny. You can make them goofy. You can do voices. You can have fun. You could put your kids on it. Whatever you want. Just keep it to a minute. No more than a minute and a half, but a minute. I'll edit them. And you can send them to tim.andrews1970@gmail.com or just contact me and we'll figure it out. But in the future, we're going to do more stuff like this. So when TV shows come out or when a movie comes out, we're going to ask you guys, you know, submit this stuff. And like I said, we'll play them on the show. We'll talk about, you know, if they're funny, we'll laugh or whatever. And we're going to start awarding prizes. So I'm working on getting prizes, movie passes, hats, all sorts of fun shit.
Cool.
So, you know, bear with us, but thank you guys for supporting us. And if you're not a Radio Labyrinth patron, but you're a listener, the way you can help us the most is to share us on social media. Facebook, we're facebook.com/Radio Labyrinth. Twitter, @radio_labyrinth. Go to iTunes and review us. Give us stars, whatever. We have a segment that we haven't done in forever called Rate Your Reviews.
I missed that segment.
Well, we haven't had any reviews in a while.
I loved it.
So go to iTunes, leave us a review. Like I said, make it funny and creative. We'll read it on the show. All right? All right?
You used to say, too, pick a voice, and you would try and do that voice.
Yes, if you... that's right. Mm-hmm. See, it's been so long. Mm-hmm. Now we have Autumn.
So there you go. You got double the chances.
Autumn
here.
Could read it in a voice. I could read it in a voice. We can both read it. We could do a thing, you know?
Yeah, a little back and forth.
Yeah, a little back and forth. So, again, thank you guys very much. We're going to do these shout-outs live every show from now on, and we'll have fun with it. Make it part of the show as just opposed to me, you know, just making it a one-off thing. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You guys ready to talk TV and news and movies and shit?
Sure.
Yes. All that stuff. All that shit, right?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Autumn, do you watch A Handmaid's Tale or have you ever seen it?
No, I've thought about seeing it. It just feels like homework.
Why?
No, I think it's great. I just don't have Hulu.
It is serious, Autumn.
Yeah.
It's...
What did you just say? Hunt for Red October?
No. Very far from that. I said, I want to see it, too. I don't have Hulu.
Oh, I thought you said Hunt.
I'd like to a tiny stroke.
you don't have a good Sean Connery line from that movie?
All right. Well, Autumn,
yo,
if you could, mm-hmm. Think of yourself as, what's that actress's name?
Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah. Peggy. Elizabeth Moss. And
yeah, Peggy.
Yeah, Peggy, exactly.
I want that belt that massages me.
Oh, right.
At night. Yeah.
Did you look at the document?
What?
Did you look at the Google document?
Oh, yes.
All right. So you can say things like, praise be, may the Lord open under his eye, right?
Wait, I don't have it open now. Hold on.
Yeah, just look at it. Handmaid's Tale is an entertaining show. If you're into alternative
dystopian nightmares for
futures,
women.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Hang on. Wow. I'm going to let you
praise me.
Talk about this show, Steph. But it's insanely ridiculous.
You say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see it on Twitter. People are like, we're headed in this direction. Yeah, Trump's turning us into Handmaid's Tale.
No, I wouldn't say Trump's doing it. No.
Who's doing it?
No, I'm saying, no, I think people, what people think is
men,
like...
White men.
I think they think that the shit with Trump is going to go so crazy that there'll be some giant thing like in Handmaid's Tale where they blow up Congress or some shit.
Talk about the
and
show.
And then those...
Talk about the show. Start from the beginning. What is the show about? If you haven't seen A Handmaid's Tale, it's based on a Margaret Atwood novel from 1985 or 86. There was a movie made starring Aidan Quinn and Natasha...
Henstridge?
No. Her sister was on... She used to be married to Liam Neeson.
The one that died?
Yeah, Vanessa Redgrave's daughters.
Yeah.
One is on. Was on that show about the Nip/Tuck. That was her sister. But yeah. What was her name? Natasha...
God bless it.
Google it.
Died in the ski accident.
That's what we need Jeff here for. He Googles shit.
I know.
They blame Canadian medicine.
That was a tragic death, man.
It was.
She was just standing there and then she
Natasha
fell.
Natasha Richardson.
And her sister is Jolie.
Yes.
All right. So...
You doing a Nip/Tuck?
Nip/Tuck. The kid on that show who I fucking hated, the kid who circumcised himself.
Yeah.
That fucking weird kid.
Yeah, he was
he's on
odd.
Some show now.
I don't know what show it is.
The fucking
he's
weird
a lawyer
kid.
Now. He's like a grown man lawyer. Mm. So anyway, go ahead.
Are you caught up on it, by the way? You watched this?
I haven't watched the most recent episode.
I watched it today.
Because Hulu pisses me off because you pay for it, but there's fucking commercials.
It is irritating.
Yeah, but
and
you can get the next level. And you
can
get,
you? I don't know about that.
Well, I'm doing the cheap shit right now. But
how much
yeah.
is the cheap shit?
It's 99 cents for 3 months if you already have Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you Spotify and Hulu together is like $12
which
or $12.99.
Good.
All right, yeah.
So let's back up. A Handmaid's Tale stars Elizabeth Moss.
Yes.
And you know her from Mad Men.
Yeah. And then the chick from Orange is the New Black, the one that played Poussin,
right.
Whatever the hell her name is. But,
right. Elizabeth, I forget her last name. But
Shue.
No, not Elizabeth Shue.
Thanks.
She was a famous actress in the 80s. She was that role.
And the Joseph Fiennes.
Yeah.
Rafe's brother.
Yes.
And then the bitch, Mrs. Waterford. You remember that's Dexter's old girlfriend.
Yeah, Yvonne Strahovski
yeah,
or whatever
yeah.
her name is. She's a good actress.
God, she's a bitch. And then What's-Her-Face from The Leftovers plays the asshole aunt, the one that runs all the handmaids.
Aunt Lydia?
Yes. Oh, God, that piece of shit.
She's a bitch, man.
God, she's a piece of
she
shit.
She gave that girl from Gilmore Girls a clitectomy.
Yeah. I mean, this is what you go through here. So basically, the premise of the show is that there's this super, super conservative religious cult that has been working behind the scenes trying to take over the government. And
they reveal that throughout
yeah.
multiple episodes,
yeah,
how it happened.
Yeah, when you first start out watching the show, how in the hell could they get to this point? Because as soon as the show starts, there's the handmaids, they're all wearing these red dresses, and you got to have a ceremony.
Right.
Where, because there's only so many women that are fertile. Something's happened. There's like some toxic waste or something that has caused all the women to be infertile. Or if they have children, they die very,
uh-huh.
very quickly if
right.
they even make it through a pregnancy or whatever. So if you can have children, you're a hot, hot commodity. And,
yes.
and it's not just in America. There's other countries, too. Like we find out later, Mexico, this one city, they haven't had a child born in 6 years. So what they do is they hoard up all the women who are fruitful, and they make them into handmaids. So basically, they just have to squirt out kids.
Yeah.
And but because of this religion.
Squirt.
Because of this religion, you have to have what they call a ceremony, which we find out later these dudes made up in the back of a limo just so the wives wouldn't get mad. We'll call it a ceremony. And
mm-hmm.
so the handmaid has to lay down in between the wives' legs, and she holds their hands while the husband just, you know, rails her.
Yeah, and the husband's not, I mean, nobody's getting naked. It's not
no.
romantic or sexy.
Right.
The husband's not allowed to look at the handmaiden.
Right. And until he does.
Well, yeah, because he's a pervert.
Yeah, and then you come to find out they still got all kinds of sick shit going on.
Oh, yeah.
They're hiding behind the scenes. They've got sex clubs and all this other kind of crap. I mean,
mm-hmm.
the whole thing is a big lie, but it's so brutal. And what they do to the women, the handmaids, it's horrific.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not. No, thanks.
Well, it's pretty bad.
And
you tip out on everything. Come on.
You lose your name when you're a handmaid. You lose your name.
You become of whatever the man
of
is.
Of whatever guy. So you got Elizabeth Moss playing Offred, of Fred, Offred.
Yeah.
Joseph Fiennes plays the commander. Samira Wiley played Moira.
Oh, God, she's such a great character.
Yvonne Strahovski is Serena Joy, who is played by Faye Dunaway in the movie. And
oh.
they didn't get into this, but in the movie and in the book, Robert Duvall, who played Fred, Commander Robert
mm-hmm.
Duvall,
and
Serena Joy was played by Faye Dunaway. They were televangelists. So you see it on the old, in the movie, she's watching old reruns of herself as this, you know, she was like Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah.
You also have Alexis, how do you say it, Bledel?
Yeah, she's great.
Yep, she's the one who had her clit removed. Anne Dowd.
That's a shame.
By Aunt Lydia.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anne Dowd's fantastic.
Yeah, and if you suck, you get sent to the colonies.
Oh, yeah, the colonies where you got to dig up radioactive waste and die.
Your skin just peels off while you're digging up the waste and shit. So.
Now, this Max Minghella guy, he looks familiar, and I want to find out if he's related to anybody.
Max
is he the driver?
Yes. He's British.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
My name is Max.
See, like on the side, though, Autumn, there's like this whole like hot affair that she starts having with the driver because they realize that most of these husbands, these captains and the military, well, whatever the hell they are.
Yeah, Commander Fred there.
Most
he's
of them are
infertile.
Sterile. Most of them are sterile.
Right.
And so you find out when they go to the doctor and stuff, a lot of times the doctor will offer to get them pregnant because he's like, you know, most of these guys are sterile. If you don't get pregnant, they'll end up sending your ass to the colony.
Right.
Because you're worthless
even if it's
to
not
them.
Your fault.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's always your fault.
Yeah, because the men are not allowed. You're not allowed to say the men are sterile. You get your fucking face slapped off.
It's a completely patriarchal society.
Yes.
And because of this show, which came out last year.
Yeah.
When you see all these women's marches, all the, you know, there's always a group of them wearing these handmade outfits and, oh, we're going back. We're not going to be able to have abortions and be lesbians. I mean, no one's going to take that shit away. Don't be scared. It ain't going to happen.
Oh, not just lesbians. Gay people. They call you a gender traitor. If you're gay, they'll hang you on
You're not allowed to
the
say
wall.
The word gay.
Yeah, you're not even allowed to say it. I mean, there's and everything is like when you meet somebody else, you have to say, you know, praise be. May the Lord open. Mm-hmm. Under his eye. Just stupid shit. They've just made up this entire freaking thing that you have to follow, and they close everything down. You know, anything that's fun or enjoyable, mm-hmm. it's closed down. Like an ice cream shop, none of that shit exists anymore.
Well, Nick the driver, who works for the commander and Serena Joy, is also an eye, and an eye is somebody that spies on the people. They spy. He's there to spy on the commander.
Yeah.
And he's the one that fucks.
Yeah.
Whatever. Offred. June.
Which Robert Kearns, one of our radios, he told me on Twitter that I would be off Radio Labyrinth.
You'd have to lay back while Autumn held your arm. Yeah. And Ira drilled you.
Look, wait, no, Autumn, I think Autumn
Listen,
would be,
I don't have to be
we'd
home
have a
till
much
10.
Better shot at Autumn actually producing, so I'll be the holder. Okay. I'll hold Autumn.
Oh, right.
All right, Ira, get to work. You know you're a pearl.
Look, just tell me where to go.
All right, so we don't want to spoil too much, but what else? What else? Because if you haven't seen it, I recommend it. I mean, I like that kind of stuff.
And the new season was, I mean, I'm way on board. The new season is great. It's already 3 episodes in.
Praise be.
Praise be. It's very good.
Is there other Hulu original programming?
Well, guess what? Oh. Castle Rock is coming out this summer.
I saw the trailer for that.
Badass.
What is it?
Castle Rock. It's all of Stephen King's characters have come together, and they're all living in Castle Rock. Like
Cujo?
All these different stories. Probably.
No, I just licked that mic.
Christine?
Maybe.
They're all driving around in Christine?
Could be. But it's just an amalgamation of all of his stories, and they all live in this town.
Speaking of Stephen
Lookout
King.
Lookout Hotel?
Yes.
Maybe.
Speaking of Stephen King and Hulu, there's a show that debuted a couple years ago, and since we just got Hulu, because my wife wanted to watch A Handmaid's Tale, I said, oh, you know, I haven't seen this, and I've always wanted to watch it. So I watched the first episode of 11/23.
I haven't watched that yet.
11/22/63.
Yeah.
And it's enjoyable. I mean, I read the book, and it's a typical Stephen King show with all this clunky, shitty dialogue, but it's enjoyable.
I heard it was good, yeah.
It was on FX, right?
No, it was on Hulu.
Was it?
That's why I've never seen it, because I wasn't going to get Hulu.
Oh, that's right.
But
this is what happened. I had that Hulu free trial for, I think I had it for like a month. So I watched the first two Handmaid's Tales, and I liked it, but then I decided not to keep the
service. Renew it.
And I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'll catch up sometime.
It's the first show that I've binged in quite a while.
Yeah, we binged the whole first season 2 weeks or a week ago.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
And this 11/22/63, again, is good. I like that show. I like James Franco. I think he's a good actor.
Yeah.
Everybody hates him now because they think he's a Me Too guy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He's very, I think he's on the light side of Me Too.
Yeah.
Lighter than Al Franken or heavier than Al Franken?
Al Franken's as light as you can.
I know.
Call.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, yeah.
What happened there? Poor guy.
Yeah, I think it goes like, there's like Cosby, Weinstein, and then it's a large spectrum.
There is a spectrum.
I don't have a plane, you asshole.
That's what Cosby said to the judge. How did he sound, Autumn?
I don't have a plane, you asshole.
Did he call him an asshole?
Yeah. That sounded a little bit more like.
It was a jello pudding plane.
Sounded like your guy there.
Man.
Rooker.
Man, I don't got a plane, man. This shit is bullshit.
Did you guys see The Avengers, anybody?
No.
No,
Travis saw it last night.
Who did?
Travis.
Your husband?
Did he like it?
He went to racquetball and then came back at 9 o'clock and said, there's a 9:40 showing. Can I go? Yeah, go ahead.
Can I go?
But he got home at 2 a.m.
Yeah, he did get home at 2 a.m.
Yeah, it's late. It's a long movie.
I'm going this Sunday.
And don't Okay, we'll talk about it next week then.
You told me all about it.
I'm sure Jeff will have seen it. We can talk about the movie. We'll do a spoiler. We'll do a spoiler.
Yeah, Joe's going to be here next week too.
Oh yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. All right,
hey Joey.
Joe who? Let's say.
Joe Galloway.
Okay, Galloway. What does he know?
What's his deal?
He's a local comic who's been around for quite a while. He's a pretty funny guy, and he was just on the new season of Queer Eye for the Straight Guys. We're going to talk to him about his episode of that and how it changed his whole life and all that kind of stuff. And if you haven't watched it, watch it. It's called Above Average Joe.
Will you send a link?
I did send it to you.
Will you send it again?
I will.
Thank
you. It's episode 7.
I promise I'll watch it.
But it's episode 7 if anybody wants to watch it.
Okay.
And Joe is, he's such a delight.
All right.
Joe's just a great guy.
Awesome.
You gotta love nice guys.
Yeah, he's very nice.
So we'll talk more about Avengers next week. And again, if you are a Radio Labyrinth patron and you want to give us your thoughts about the Avengers, send it to us. We'll play the top 5 that Tim likes.
Okay, sure.
It'll blow your mind. Every Marvel movie leading up to this, it's like, oh, okay. And then you think about, well, shit, DC, they put out that Justice League movie.
Yeah, what a pile of garbage.
Why even bother? Don't make any more.
Yeah.
You're done.
They don't know what they're doing.
No, they're done.
The Discharge comics.
Yeah, with your Aquaman shit. I know it's Jason Momoa, but Aquaman.
Yeah.
But the thing about the Avengers is no Namor. When are they going to get Namor?
How's Namor?
The Submariner. King of Atlantis. Come on!
Then they had the greatest opening
I got nothing.
Out of any movie. I saw Star Wars congratulated them for beating them out.
Yeah, good. Fuck Star Wars.
But I mean, ticket prices are just going, they're going up a dollar every time you go to the theater.
It was $13.
Like I said. Yeah, but still.
Well, as long as they give me, as long as I have my red reclining seats and all that jazz, I'm fine with it.
If I have my popcorn with butter in the middle and on top and a cherry Coke, I'm good.
Ooh, I buy all my shit at
the M&M's
gas
in there,
station, and it's in my bag when I go inside.
You don't get popcorn?
No, I get like pork rinds and crap like that. Yeah.
No popcorn, huh?
No, or I'll get a bag of popcorn. I'm not buying their shit there. And because a girl that I know, her boyfriend when they were in high school,
he used to put his dick in the bottom of the thing?
No, you wish.
What?
You wish. He actually used to clean the popcorn machine with the toilet brush.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Like to be a douche? Or cause he was a dumbass.
To be a douche.
Oh.
Because he was an asshole in high school, and he hated his job, and he hated the world.
Kids
and so,
aren't doing that nowadays. There's cameras,
really?
There's managers.
When I worked at Wendy's,
half
it was
those
during
don't work.
When I worked at Wendy's when I was 18. It was during the great piss in the pickle bucket controversy that happened.
Geez.
We had a bunch of people that migrated over from White Castle because these dudes were
they don't clean.
They
at
were
all.
Pissing in the pickle bucket over there for like 6 or 7 months.
Well, wouldn't all the vinegar kill the pee?
Well, Tim did some
bad
shit.
Yeah, and pee's sterile, so I guess it's okay.
What, Autumn?
Pee is sterile.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
I mean, totally fine to drain.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like kind of an ammonia taste, I guess.
Yeah, when you get stung by a jellyfish, you rub these pickles on your leg.
I mean, I'm into it as well.
Piss on me! Piss on me!
I had a girl in college ask me one time, would you pee on me? And I'm like, no. Bye.
Really?
Yeah.
A girl that was into that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Girls like it.
To be defiled.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Make me a fire hydrant. Love it.
I like pee.
It's warm.
All right. Are we able to talk about Westworld? Have we all watched it?
Yeah.
All right. We've all watched
it. So we're all in. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Even if we hadn't.
This never happens.
Yes.
What could we even say?
I mean, I fucking love it. Yeah.
Well, I do too.
I'm enjoying it, but even if we didn't see this latest episode, there's nothing we could say. They'd be like, oh, man, you busted it for me.
All right, spoiler alert. I'm fucking confused.
Yeah,
are you?
Exactly.
With the timeline jump.
The timeline jump and what's going on. And I know that there was some big intersectionality thing.
Well, it starts off at the end of the last episode.
Right. Have another cookie.
Yeah, Brian, yes, help yourself.
So Westworld is on HBO Season 2. I am missing the fact that Anthony Hopkins isn't on the show.
I know. Was that like a planned thing? Do you think he wanted to dip out anyway and they decided to
kill
him
off? Don't throw your fucking leavings back in
there.
Get the shit out of there.
Well, here, how are you good?
Oh, fuck. Oh. No, I was supposed to be on some kind of diet.
Well, you're no longer on a diet.
Don't do it, Ira.
I'm not.
You get that beach body, girl.
Uh-huh. Take up Summer's the whole coming. Fucking beach.
I had a fucking donut on the way here. I gotta stop eating this shit.
Oh, I loved how you said donut just now.
Donut.
What? Donut? Like,
yeah.
Donut.
I had a fucking donut.
It was very
donut.
Toll booth operator.
Dipped it in my coffee.
Yeah, dipped it in coffee. Fucking
by the way,
donut.
What? I am now a week and a half into no Starbucks.
Oh, yay! Good for you. Congratulations.
I don't know why you're doing that every day anyway.
Twice a day.
What? Get the fuck out of here. Well, make some at home.
I'm also 3 days into not smoking in my car, which means that cuts down about 10 a day.
Congratulations.
10? You're smoking 10?
Oh, I fucking chain smoke when I drive.
Yeah.
One
good
time
job,
I.
Timmy.
What?
Good job, buddy.
Well, thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
Why don't you be a vape guy? The guys that like
vape
blow the
sucks.
No, don't get into vape. That's even worse
at the window.
You don't know what those chemicals are.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I'll also look like a douchebag.
It's healthy.
But to anybody who's listening that vapes, no offense.
Huh?
No, if you're vaping, I guess it's the lesser of two evils, but it's still bad for you.
There's two types of people who vape. People who don't want to smoke cigarettes but still want to have that thing.
Yeah.
And they just do their
and
thing.
And people that want to look
And then there's a guy who goes, hey, did you know I vape?
Yeah.
I vape. Watch. I'm going to watch. Yeah. I vape. Look at those clouds.
It's raspberry scone.
Hey.
Hey, excuse me, sir. That I'm in a plume here.
Did you know I vape?
Yeah.
It helped me quit smoking.
Noticed that smells pretty good, though.
It is less offensive to the people around you, though.
Is that cheesecake?
You know what sucks about vaping? If you buy one of those, you know, little devices that are expensive, as soon as the coil burns out, I'm like, I don't want to fucking change this. And that's it. Go buy a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, well.
And then you buy the throwaway vapes at the store, and you might as well just, you know, blow a dog.
You know what? I might blow a dog.
The smell of the whatever the
vape
water
juice.
Vapor,
they smell good. Come on.
Vape juice.
It
they
smells
do smell
good, but it kind of reminds me of like when someone takes a shit and then they spray like poopery smell.
Poopery,
and it's like,
yeah.
It's still, it smells good, but you know that there's this like baseline of shit smell. I feel like that's the same thing with the vape.
I'd rather smell the shit than the peach-scented shit.
Yeah, agreed.
From the peach spray.
Yeah, they've ruined cinnamon for me completely at my job. Everything smells like
cinnamon.
A baking shit. Just
You don't use Blue Sky linen from Breeze?
Oh, gross.
Oh, this, I just took my sheets out of the dryer and shit on that shit. So let's get back to the show. Westworld.
Yeah. Anyway, good show. Anyway, moving on.
So this episode, the most recent episode, picks up from episode one of season two.
Right.
And so you're seeing a bunch of different timelines. Now, the man in black, or the black hat guy.
Yeah,
Ed Harris.
Jimmy Phillips.
No, Ed Harris. That is the older Jimmy?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, where'd the moles go? Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's wrinkled.
Rich,
they're folded into his
face. He's weathered.
Wrinkles.
Okay. Now, we are seeing him at his house. There's a party scene.
Right.
And Dolores is at this party.
Yeah. Right.
You're talking about last week's episode.
Well, the most recent episode, yeah.
Sunday. Yeah.
They're at a party.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy's there.
Yes.
What's his name on the show?
Jimmy.
I forget.
Okay.
I don't know.
He's there at the party with
mole face.
With his father-in-law.
Oh, Poyle.
His father-in-law is that the British actor or Australian or whatever. And then there's that guy from season one. I thought that guy died.
No, he just sent him off like naked on a horse or something like that.
Remember? Oh, all right. Yeah. And that's the guy.
He just wanted to humiliate him.
No, exactly.
Right.
All
right,
so that guy is all embarrassed or he's a drunk now or whatever.
No, I think he's a junkie now. Didn't they had like a
thing
in his
arm. Oh, that's right.
He is.
Mm-hmm. But so Jimmy originally he fell in love with her, right?
Yeah, he fell in love with her. Like, when he first came to Westworld, it was still a fledgling thing. It was, like, only a few years into its deal.
Okay.
And the kid, the other guy, the junkie, he's the one who backed it. He's the one who had it going, and he took his dad's money.
William.
And,
Yeah.
He took
because they were showing him the robots.
Right, right.
And he couldn't tell that they were all robots.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that was a cool scene.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was cool.
So
the party scene. Yeah.
Right. So he's the one who got it all going, but then once Jimmy Phillips' character, once he got there, and you know, at first he was a good guy, he was a white hat, and then he turned into a black hat.
All right.
So when he came back after he, you know, usurped the William,
mm-hmm. No, he's William. Jimmy is William.
Well, whatever. He used to, whatever. The
Logan
the,
is
the Logan, other. Yeah. So whenever he came back and then he talked to Logan's dad, mm-hmm. and he kind of took it away from him, if okay. you saw, because he convinced Logan's dad, hey, we could use this as a big marketing data thing.
Right.
And that's how he took it over.
Right.
And that's mm-hmm. why dude's all depressed and he's on heroin now, because he lost the whole thing to right. William. And
didn't
William,
even get a finder's fee or anything.
Basically.
And William is married to... the rich guy's daughter.
Right. Exactly.
But in this episode, you see finally Dolores meets Maeve. They have a brief
yeah.
encounter, yeah. And Maeve sets Dolores straight, saying, well, your revolution's going to fail. We need to go out into the real world. So basically, Maeve wants to go into the real world. Dolores wants to find this weapon.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
she thinks is a weapon. We don't know if it's a
yeah,
weapon.
Yeah, what is it? Yeah, I don't know what the hell it is.
It might be a failsafe. It might be a nuclear bomb, right? In case right. the park goes ape shit, they.
But didn't they show, wasn't there like a flashback of them? She's like, this is what I wanted to show you. And it looked like oil yeah. Wells
yeah.
you know, being drilled. So,
oh, yeah. It was those, yeah, those like earth mover
mm-hmm. yeah.
dirt mm-hmm. conveyor belt things. I was like, what are we looking at?
And yeah. I think we finally know where that it's an island.
Oh, we do?
Of the China Sea or
off
whatever.
Off the China Sea,
wait,
yeah.
how did we figure that out? When,
because
when was
the
that?
First episode of the season, you I saw remember, Chinese naval troops.
I remember everything.
Yeah.
yeah.
Have you ever seen such splendor?
Have you ever seen such splendor?
What does she say about, it's like the stars are falling down.
Yeah.
They're just scattered yeah. across the ground.
Yeah. Right. Have you ever seen such splendor?
That's her whole job, is to look beautiful and to just like whisper. Just whisper yeah. real quiet.
I do love the contrast of her as a badass now, Dolores as a yeah. badass, versus back before she had yeah. any sort of autonomy and could do anything on right. her own.
I do like Maeve better, though, as a badass.
Oh, yeah, oh, I like Maeve a lot.
I like that character, Maeve, better, her storyline.
Sandy.
Yeah.
It's not Sandy, it's Tandy.
Tandy, dude. James Martson is as confused as ever in this episode. Teddy Flood.
Yeah.
Bernard Low, which is Jeffrey Wright. I don't get what's going on with him.
That, well, he's a robot. I feel like they're going to unfold more of that, though. We'll get to see more of that, what's happening with him. But
and then,
well, he's the problem. The reason why Dolores is able to go rogue is because of him. Because he's that kind of android, too, but he's not, maybe...
He's self-aware.
Is there something in his, like, programming or his
Well, he's
DNA?
Arnold. Is he Arnold he's or Arnold. Does Dolores Arnold?
We don't know yet.
No,
I assume Bernard was Arnold. Is Arnold.
At
right?
the end of season one, they revealed
Bernard is Arnold.
Bernard is Arnold. Okay.
Yeah.
So he has like probably some sort of real literal consciousness.
Yeah.
And that's why he's able
Dolores
to.
Dolores does too, though, right?
Right. He's engineered her that way.
And a lot of the others don't, and some of them do. Like Maeve does, obviously. Dolores does, obviously. Bernard does, obviously. But are there other ones that could have it, or is it maybe they weren't built with the right intelligence or something?
I'm not really sure. Or if they have to be taught?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, what's the special sauce that has made them realize
they were
the outer universe?
And what,
yeah.
And what is
right.
the what is this new game that William's playing?
Well, it's the one where there's actual stakes. Isn't that what he means?
Yeah.
But, I mean, what is
with
he
the maps
doing?
And the
where is he
scalps?
Going? That's what I don't understand. Where the fuck is he going? Well, why does he need this army?
The maps
army?
And the people's scalps are going to...
Maybe he's looking for the same thing Dolores is.
And he also knows, because he's hidden all these first aid kits all over the...
I loved that. He was like, it's yeah. cheating. Like, if
yeah. Or whenever he got all those federales, those...
Yeah.
And they all killed themselves.
Yeah, Gus Fring. Yeah. I was so excited.
Was Gus, I forgot.
2 seconds of Gus.
Giancarlo. I was so sad that he was gone.
Me
so
too.
Quickly.
I love Giancarlo Esposito, and I was hoping that that was it.
Well, they can bring him back.
They can sure bring they can. Him back.
Yeah.
So why did that happen? I don't really even know why that happened.
And he said that it
it's
was
part of the game.
Against Anthony Hopkins' character. He was like, oh, great, because that was something Anthony Hopkins, he had made it harder for him. That's he made them kill themselves like that because mm-hmm. so like he couldn't use them. Because remember whenever he said that, he was like, oh, great. Is it Albert? Is that his name? What did he
Which
say?
One?
Hopkins' character.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can just call him Hopkins.
Yeah, he was like, thanks,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Robert.
Let's just call him Dr.
Robert.
Richter. Dr. Not Richter.
Dr. Richter.
Dr. Richter, no.
That high power perception at yourself.
What's his name?
Dr. Lecter.
Thank you.
Dr. Richter is the perimeter clinic in Sandy Springs.
Sorry.
Dr. Richter. I can Richter. Smell your cunt.
Oh, Jesus. What did Meg say to you when you walk by? Oh, God. But
what did
I
he say to you when you walk by? multiple me.
He said, I can smell your cunt.
I myself cannot. You wear Lerditon skin cream, but not today. I don't think the answer's on those cheap shoes, bloody.
I can't screaming.
You know what you look like in that good bag and those cheap shoes? A rube. A well-hustling rube.
Honey,
this is only funny for people who know who Dr. Richter is.
I don't know. I need Autumn to say, so cold. So cold.
So cold. So cold.
What's that from?
Same thing. Whenever he's asking her about what was it like, and she's telling him the memory of the night.
What is she screaming at her? She's like, when she's down that well, she's like, I'm here. And she's telling her something. Like, shut up.
Are we talking about Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah.
Yes.
I know what she says. She's, don't leave me down here, you fucking bitch.
But what does she say back to her?
Hang on a minute. The other police will be here any minute now.
Any minute now.
Any minute now. Sure you can use my phone.
Bryce!
Wait, was she a great big fan?
You better say 14.
Frederica Bimmel.
That was her name.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo Bill.
When he remembers, oh, yeah.
Why did they call him that? Because he skins his humps.
Oh, God, yeah. She's from
town. Glitter nail polish.
They put that Vicks under the nose. Very cool.
That's a bug cocoon.
That's a bug cocoon. Who's that guy?
I don't remember his name.
He's from Things.
He's been in an awful lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's a bug cocoon.
We do all right. Silence of the
Westworld.
Okay, Westworld. So anyway, I'm into
Let's go back to the thing we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. We do,
sort of.
I think as much as anybody else does. Sure. You know, a lot of people's theories is that it's on another planet.
What?
Yeah.
Say what?
Yeah, I've heard that theory.
That might be, we don't know.
And that there's going to be multiple worlds. You know, the world that they were in possibly could not even be real. The one that when they were having the flashbacks.
Well, now they're going to Shanghai Land or Shogun Land or whatever.
Yeah, that looks pretty intense.
Yeah.
Now, the people that did Lost are behind this. Is that right?
Or am Terry, I wrong what's about his that? Face? No, I don't think so.
No. Because it feels, it's starting to feel very Lost-ish.
Sure, you can.
You know,
can
there's
my
a
phone.
Great YouTube page that you can look for, Alt Shift X.
Yeah.
With spaces in between. And they would sort of help explain a lot of the Game of Thrones episodes.
And they're doing Westworld now, too?
And yeah, I just remembered that they did that, and I looked it up, and there's a Westworld episode, season two,
right,
episode
good.
One.
Because I need explanations, because you know why?
Yeah, so that might help if we...
Yeah. All right.
If
let's
we
do
use that.
That
as a reference.
All right. We'll do that. Well, anyway, watch Westworld with us. And then you can listen to us not try to hash it out.
I like shows like this where it's not just all laid out for you.
No,
and
you have to
freaking use your brain and figure it
but
out.
But let me tell you this. I don't like a lot of shows like that. I can only do one or two at the same time.
Which is why I was happy that this was coming back because I didn't have anything like that.
Yeah. Legion, I can't do Legion and Westworld at the same time, so we'll talk more about Legion next week, but I will get caught up.
I didn't like Legion's last episode, because it was all about the chick, and it was so boring, I couldn't get into it. But I've liked all the other episodes.
Still watching Barry?
God, yes.
Yes,
that's
been so good.
That show is so good. Guys, if you have HBO and you're not watching Barry, you need to give it a chance. How about you, Autumn? Have you seen it?
No, I really want to watch it.
Yeah.
It's a half hour. It's not much of a commitment.
God, and, you would love it.
And I keep forgetting that it's only half an hour.
I'm proud of it because I'll tell you what. I loved the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second episode, I was like, oh, man, I don't know if this is going too well. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't hate it, but I was like.
I had that same feeling after the second episode.
Then, straight from the third episode on, it's been like doubling its
It just keeps getting
greatness.
Better and better.
Those Chechnyan guys are funny, especially the bald guy with no eyebrows.
Yes.
And then Goran.
Oh, he's hysterical.
Yes.
How they convince him to, convinces him to let him go. And
You know what cracks me up the most is when they leave him texts or voicemails? They're like, hey, are we going to kill those Bolivian guys or what?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Taylor again. When are we going to kill those Bolivian guys?
Oh my
All right,
God,
get back to me.
I tell you, I'm starting to get angry.
I have to thank Lisa Krause because a few weeks ago, we hung out, we went bowling, and we came back to her house, she's wanted to show me that Leroy Jenkins thing. I'm like one of the only fools in the world that doesn't know what the fuck Leroy Jenkins is.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, Ivory, join me.
What?
There was a game. What game is it, Tim?
I believe it's World of Warcraft.
Okay, so you know how you all play it together and you all have headphones on. Well, there's this clip of all these different characters that are on the screen, and you know these guys, they're all sitting there plotting it out, and they're talking over the thing. Okay, so you're going to go in and you're going to do this and you're going to do that. And it's this whole big intricate plan. And then right in the middle of it, one of the guys, he just goes rogue and runs in the middle and goes, Leroy Jenkins! He just screams it and just starts shooting everybody.
Yeah.
And totally fuck. And you can hear all the nerds all that right, are playing here, this
like,
game.
No!
Listen real quick, I'll play it, okay? Now, I'm going to skip about the minute and a half where they're talking about their plans.
What do you think, Abdul? Can you give me a number crunch real quick?
Yeah, give me a sec. I'm coming up with 32.33, repeating, of course, percentage of survival.
Well, that's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, chums, I'm
ready, guys.
Let's do this. Leroy!
Oh, my God, he just ran in.
Save him.
Oh, geez, stick to the plan.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Let's go. Stick to the plan, chums.
This guy just runs in.
Oh, gee. Oh, fuck. Oh, in my intervention. Hurry up.
Shout out.
Insane, I can't catch.
He's just
I can't move. Am I lagging, guys?
I can't move.
What the hell?
I can't aim.
Oh my God.
The eggs keep
spawning. More spawning.
I don't think you can cast.
So, you know, they had this whole thing planned out. Leroy Jenkins. So, how is that related to Barry?
In Barry, the episode before last, him.
Oh, when Taylor just goes.
Yes. Yeah. They had that whole thing planned out, and he just completely blew it and ran in there. Leroy Jenkins
and
just starts
all.
Shooting everybody.
I love that. That's part of the zeitgeist in a little bit.
I would have had no idea what the hell it.
I didn't get that too. Now I gotta look back at that. But
yeah, watch it. I mean, it's hilarious.
I'm upset that he's gone now.
Well, yeah.
I don't spoil that. I haven't seen. I didn't watch this week.
Yeah, come on.
I thought we were talking about
go
this
ahead. I'm
shit.
Kidding about that. So well, anyway. He's gone. They got rid of him.
No. I'm not gonna say anything more. But there's things that happen right at the end of this episode, and we'll see what happens.
This last episode was really good, and I absolutely love the detective. She's so great.
She's
and I love her
actress.
And Winkler together as a couple. Yep. That's great.
Like, all these little side characters become so more developed.
I don't like Sarah Goldberg.
Who's that?
Well, you're not supposed to, I don't think. And they do a good job of that. Sally.
Blonde? Sally. Yeah.
Bill Hader.
She's a great actress.
She's such a little narcissistic jerk.
Oh, you're supposed to hate her guts.
And I love how the acting class put her in her fucking place whenever she was trying to talk shit. Oh, yeah. You remember the episode before?
Yeah, you saw that.
They all put her in her place.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Now I recognize, the guy who plays, was it NoHo Hank? The bald guy? Anthony Carrigan.
Yeah.
He was in Gotham.
I've
seen him in a lot of shit.
Oh, he was in, the one that we loved with McConaughey and Harrelson.
True Detective.
He was the killer. He was the big fucking creepy guy.
Oh, no, that's Gorin.
Gorin. Yeah.
Gorin's
he was the killer.
That's uncle or whatever. No, we're talking about the little skinny guy with no eyebrows.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
That's Glenn.
He's been in a ton of shit, too.
Glenn Fleshler is his name.
Well, I've been watching the Gorin guy because I watch Billions.
Yeah. Oh, he's on that?
Yeah, he's like the lawyer on
one
that.
One day I'm going to get into that show because it looks amazing.
I've watched a few episodes of it. It's pretty good.
It's great.
Legion we'll talk about next week. I had on here, we're going to play the game here in a minute. I had on here we were going to talk about Michelle Wolf and Kanye West and all
Are
that
we?
Shit. No. I don't care about all that. Mike Tyson Mysteries, the most recent season just wrapped up. If you haven't watched it this season, give it a chance. It is some of the funniest 15 minutes in television.
I'm two episodes behind.
Yeah, the one where they go to the Middle East this season was hilarious. Then you've seen the one where he has to marry that lady?
No.
You haven't?
No.
I won't spoil
it.
It's nonsense. It's a nonsensical story.
It's 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes. But it's brilliant. It's so well written and it's understated. The comedy is very subtle. It's not in your face, but you get it. Mike Tyson's not being made fun of. He's a part of the joke. And so if you have Adult Swim, even if you don't, go find Mike Tyson Mysteries. It's a great show.
You'll laugh out loud at least twice an episode.
Yeah, and that's about it. I mean, you chuckle.
And there's a bunch of them now, right?
Yeah, there's four seasons now, and I hope it's coming back.
Yeah. Well, should. They brought other crab eggs. But in The Terror, did you watch The Terror?
No, but I want to.
Oh, damn it.
That's what? What'd you say?
I'm way behind on The Terror.
Are you? So yeah, I want to start.
Well, we got into Handmaid's Tale, and that's all that was on TV.
It's on AMC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get into it.
Come back to The Terror.
And I've been watching shit.
Last week was the series finale of Scandal.
And oh,
then it was
Jesus
the season Christ. Finale of How
did
to
Get
Away with
Murder.
Did you wash
your vagina before you came in tonight? I'm sorry.
My wife watches the shows.
You have to watch other shit late night.
Well, I do, but I'm tired, and then I want to get on the internet and watch old episodes.
Doesn't she go to bed at like 4 or something?
No, she goes to bed when she goes to bed.
4.
she takes her melatonin at 2 p.m.
So let me tell you this. Last night, I go out, and I open up YouTube, and I said, oh, I haven't seen this in a long time. So I watch Will Sasso's Kenny Rogers Jackass from Mad
God,
TV.
Oh, God, so funny.
I'm Kenny Rogers,
I love Will Sasso so much.
And then... What was the other thing I watched? Oh, they made, I couldn't believe this. I don't remember this. They did Fear Factor, and Michael McDonald did Joe Rogan. And
oh, my God.
The impression is great, but they make him sound like an idiot, like a complete moron. And I can't imagine Joe Rogan looking back on that and going, well, but it was celebrity Fear Factor.
Yeah.
And you had the lady who plays, you know, Lois Griffin. What's her name?
Oh,
Alex.
Alex Borstein.
Borstein.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing Rosie O'Donnell, but it sounds exactly like Lois Griffin.
Sure.
and it's funny because you see that these are the people that were popular at the time. Cisco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're making him out to be, like, gay. And
I don't think that's hard to do.
Chris Tucker. And they have a woman playing Chris Tucker. And then Kenny Rogers again. But that when they do the milk challenge in the Kenny Rogers jacket.
Oh, God.
The first episode where they did it, it was incredibly funny because it was just him and a bunch of other people. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, you could see that Fox is like, oh, marketing opportunity. And the people from Jackass are there to promote their movie. And they do, you know what I mean? So you can see like, okay, this is contrived. But it was still funny because they do the milk challenge, and while they're drinking all the dairy products, they just keep hitting him with a bat, and it's funny. Mad TV has some really funny moments from back in the 90s and early 2000s, and you can find all of them on YouTube, pretty much. You know,
Saturday Bobby Night Lee, old weird Bobby Lee.
Oh, I love Bobby Lee back then.
He's so weird.
And I also like...
Well, Key and Peele.
Yeah, Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they were so good on that show.
Brian Callen.
Yeah, he was great.
Love Brian Kemp, the weirdest dude ever, too.
But he was the pool boy.
Uh-huh.
Remember Dixie Wentworth? She was the old lady in the pool. I got a pool boy.
Was that Nicole Sullivan?
No, it was Mo
Collins.
Yeah.
Mo
Collins, who's in 40-Year-Old Virgin. Jaina. All right, off the rails. Ira, you got a game today.
Would you like to play a game?
I would like to play a game.
Would you guys like to play and gals?
Yes.
Don't die.
Today, I have brought our game that we have played before.
Yeah?
Called Casting Call.
Tell us how you play.
First, let's sing the song.
All right, go ahead.
We're playing Casting Call. We're playing Casting Call. My apologies to John Mark Lundell for not
really
reaching
out.
It was good.
That was really, really good. I hope that was usable. That was really good.
We're going to use it. Maybe John Mark Lundell can isolate it and put out a beat behind
tweak it.
Yeah. Give me like a Fat Boy's
He'll
beat.
He'll hear that shit and be like, look, just you guys don't even try. Just, yeah. Let me do my thing and shut up. The casting call is very, very simple. It's a game of speed, though. You have to call in their correct answer before anybody else does.
I'm really good at being fast.
But it's very simple. It's very easy. It's very simple. I will give you a couple of main...
Quit holding it up so people can look at it.
He's such a chair.
I will give you a few main characters of shows.
Yes.
And the first one to know... the show that I am.
Now, are these the characters?
These are
or
the characters' names.
Okay.
Characters' names.
All right, we're ready.
Last time I kind of did classic stuff. This time it's a little more, I don't want to say current, but more current than the classic stuff. So.
All right.
I put in a few for Autumn, too.
Oh.
some special stuff. Brandon. Brenda.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Very good. I was going to say
quick.
Dylan. was going to be the last one. Like I said, not that current. You ready?
Yes.
Martin. Daphne.
Gina. Wait, what?
Miles.
Oh.
Frasier.
Damn. Good.
Yeah, I kick ass at this.
Tim's got two.
That's terrible.
Are we keeping track? Are we keeping points?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep track. Hold on, wait.
Everybody know
Martin
your own
has
points.
Six.
Tim's got two.
I have a lot of points already.
Yeah, I should have points.
All right, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
No.
Why aren't you playing, Stephanie?
I am. I'm sort of playing. I'm just bad at it.
Oh. Eric.
The Von Hessler Doctrine.
Jackie. Donna.
Oh, That 70s Show.
Very good.
Wow, Tim.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Daniels. McNulty.
Oh, The Wire.
Stringer.
Yeah, Stephanie.
Very good stuff.
Steph on the board.
Dustin. Mike. Lucas.
Saved by the Bell.
You're thinking of the real names. You're thinking of Dustin
Diamond. You're right.
Dustin, Mike, Lucas, and I have a bonus if you can't get it. Come on.
Dustin.
My so-called life.
Mike, Lucas. 11.
Oh,
Stranger Things.
Autumn's on the board.
I did it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Pete. Peggy. Betty.
Mad Men.
Who got that? Tim got that? All right.
How many more do we have left?
Not that many.
Don't worry about it, Tim. Just be in the moment.
I am in the moment.
Aren't you enjoying this?
Are you all right?
Yeah. Okay. What the fuck? Well, quit making them think
Tim's
I'm sitting over here like freaking out.
Like
or something.
No,
she's concentrating.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to play. You're being like
Eric right now.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Don't Von Hessler me.
Steph, what's wrong with you? Why are you always looking at your phone?
Are you dying?
You're Von Hessler-ing me.
I love my new impression of him. Anyway, go ahead.
Me too.
Lucille.
Walking Dead.
George.
Walking Dead.
Oh, the Jeffersons.
No, yeah.
Tobias.
Ooh.
Oh, Arrested Development.
Very good.
Good job.
Yay.
Harry.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Deborah. Angel.
Touched by an angel.
Harry, Deborah, Angel.
Harry. Alf.
Dexter.
Ah.
Dexter.
Very good.
All right, Steph's on the board. Number two was Steph.
Bobby.
King of the Hill.
Janice.
The Simpsons. Or The Sopranos.
Very good.
Good.
Oh, Tim. Good job.
Kim. Nina. Jack.
Oh. Three's Company?
No.
Lost.
Action Show. You're close.
Kim.
I don't have any more.
Oh, 24.
Characters. Very good.
Damn.
Kim Bauer. Do you remember Kim Bauer?
Yes.
I do.
She was hot.
Alicia Cuthbert.
Really
loved her. Anyway. Kate. Jack. Hugo.
Hugo.
Kate, Jack, Hugo.
Party of Five.
Sawyer. Come on now.
Sawyer.
Kate.
Hugo.
Oh, Lost.
Lost.
I didn't watch Lost.
You didn't watch Lost?
Nope.
Right. How do you talk to an angel?
Oh, do you watch The Heights, Autumn?
No.
the illustrious Jamie Walters.
Mike.
Oh.
Polly. Vinny.
Oh, Jersey Shore.
Very good. That's
yay!
The one I put in for you.
I was going to say Growing Pains.
It was a gimme for her.
Yes, thank you. It wasn't a gimme. You could have said Snooki, and then that would have really been.
And that was a suggestion by my wife, so thank her.
Thank you, Ira's wife.
Charlie.
Deborah. I don't know your
name. Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
No, Nancy isn't part of this question.
Charlie bit me.
Charlie, Frank, Dennis.
Oh, Sunny
Bullet.
Yeah, you're right, but who's right?
I said it's always sunny.
It's always sunny.
Let's both get a half a point.
I gave up midway through because I was like, "Autumn beat me. Autumn beat me."
Right now,
don't give me those
Tim's
long titles.
Two more. All right. So this is a battle for second place.
Jeff, Susie.
Oh, the Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Very good.
Ooh, Stephanie takes second
place.
3.5.
Last question.
Okay.
And I don't even have a bonus, so this is it. Mike, Hank, Skyler.
Breaking Bad.
Oh. Very nice.
Yeah! Ooh,
Tim
yeah.
dominates.
Destroy.
Casting call. Oh, no.
We're playing casting call.
All right.
Yeah.
Before we get to staff picks, I wanted to ask, are you guys going to sign up for YouTube Red so you can watch the new Karate Kid show?
I think I will.
Cobra Kai.
I think I have YouTube. I already have YouTube Red.
Well, I am already.
Do you like
have
it?
That.
I am already have all your base.
How much is
YouTube
it?
YouTube Red. I think it's $13
yeah, it's
or something.
It's way more than it's worth.
Well.
I wonder if you can find a torrent of it anywhere.
I'm sure they have a free trial.
Yeah.
It's getting 100% on Rotten Tomatoes
I
right
know.
Now.
Oh, has it started yet?
Yeah.
Because they were doing a media blitz this morning. I saw them on all the morning shows.
Yeah. I'll pay that shit. I'll watch it.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to pay and then watch them all. And then
I use YouTube so much anyway.
But with YouTube Red, you can play shit and then like move to another app on your phone.
It is really cool.
Yeah?
Are they
no ads, right?
No ads.
Or minimal ads.
Are they doing
it? No ads.
Oh.
But are they doing it like Hulu, where they're only going to show you one episode a week, or are they giving you the whole season?
I don't know. To find out.
When does it start?
It's on now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yeah, I started today.
All right. Well, we'll find out, and we'll see how everybody thought. I have a real quick staff pick. It was my staff pick from last week's Unfinished Show, which, by the way, I might mind, because there was some funny stuff in that.
Yeah.
Done Disappeared Season 2.
Oh, my God.
Done Disappeared is my favorite podcast of 2018,
oh
even though
God.
It was last year.
Finally listening to Atlanta Monster, so now I'll appreciate it.
Well you're going to love it because yeah. this season makes fun of
that
Atlanta
show.
Monster. Yeah. I think the guy really doesn't like the Jesse, what's his face?
No, I don't think so either.
Because he really, 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 really makes fun of it.
Does he?
Great goose ganker.
Yeah.
My goose got ganked.
My goose got ganked.
Bonnet. It was Bonnet and... Oh my God.
The great goose ganking.
I'm like, I'm on my way to work. I'm fucking crying.
Yeah,
crying.
I pulled over in episode 2 because I was laughing so fucking hard. And I never do that. The last time I pulled over in a car that I was driving because I was laughing is when I bought Jerky Boys 2. So it's been a while.
It is. It's just, it's so good. And all of his characters are great. And just, and you knew immediately that he was doing Atlanta Monster.
Uh-huh.
It was so
yep.
clear
right,
that that's
I'm
what he was parodying. Yeah.
Listen to the first season,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, you have to listen to the first season because you have to find out the Clara Pockets saga.
Clara Pockets. She went to Mansfield University in Pennsylvania. And his parodies of the commercials are great. Blue Apron.
And this time because on Sword and Scale, they have that killer box thing.
See, yeah, he's doing all of them. He's making fun of Sword and Scale.
Sword and Scale loves them. That's how I found out about them. Sword and Scale
really?
Are constantly promoting them. They love them.
Yep.
So, why can't we think of good parody shit like this?
I thought about doing that, but it's done.
Yeah.
But
guy has time to do it.
You guys think of any parodies, we have the talent to pull it off, so.
Yeah, and that guy, well, not to mention that, Jeff told us, he's got famous people, which you don't know who, they don't list all who it is or whatever that he's doing, and we don't know who he is.
Right.
He it's a secret.
So, guys, check it out. It's called Done Disappeared. Listen to season 1. It's a parody of the first, what's his name, Jesse, the guy who does Atlanta Monster.
I don't know his name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, the one he did before that was about that girl who went missing.
Gone, yeah, it was.
Yeah, up and vanished.
Vanished.
Up and vanished. Yeah. Okay, so that's my staff pick.
Oh, mine is, and this I'm just taking it from last week, is we all loved the comic book Robert Kirkman's Secret Life of Comics. I loved every episode of that. Mm-hmm. So now AMC has Visionaries, James Cameron's story of science fiction.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's the same thing, 6 episodes. Each one, he's going behind the scenes with Terminator, Aliens, all these different...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. And he has, on every episode, he has, Spielberg. He has, all these huge names in sci-fi that you know. And he basically details the entire history of it, how we went from... shit in the 30s, the 20s to where we are now and whatever. But the first episode premiered April 30th and anyway, watch it.
All right.
Oh, it's on AMC.
I have one more real quick. If you listen to, well, even if you don't, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast this week, his guest is Patton Oswalt. So there's 90 minutes with Gilbert, Frank Santopadre, and Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
And it's funny as shit, and it's very enjoyable.
Okay. All right.
Listen, I don't have one this week. I tried, but I've only been watching a couple of things.
Okay.
Billions and Westworld, which we've already talked about.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, and I couldn't think of anything else interesting that I've been doing a lot of extracurricular activities instead of sitting in front
game.
Of my...
You brought the fun game.
Television or, you
good
know.
Good job, Ira.
Yeah. Even podcasts have been, you know, there's nothing that I'm like, you got to listen to this. So, that's it.
All right.
Moving on.
Autumn?
I'm similar with Ira. We've been traveling. I'm not... super into certain things, but I don't think I've talked about this before. There's two really great YouTube videos that I wish that they would make more of, but it's with this guy named Eric Singer, who's a linguist and a dialect coach, and he goes through 32 actors' accents in movies.
Oh yeah.
And he talks about he like analyzes them and tells you how accurate they are. And there's one where he breaks down actors playing real people, and he plays some of the things that they've said side by side with what was said in the movie and what the actor said in real life.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to see how similar that they are, or he'll break down, you know, exactly what they're doing with their mouth and how, you know, good it was, or whether it could have been a little bit better, or, and he talks about, you know, how, sometimes a bad accent or a bad dialect that's done in a movie is sometimes the fault of the movie itself, where they don't give them enough time to work on anything. So they just
like The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I'm sure. just whispering with my mouth like this. Yeah, so it's really, really interesting. So it's kind of funny to find. I just, searched in YouTube, linguist movie accents, and it's right there. It's by Wired. Under this thread called Technique Critique.
Technique
and there's some
critique.
Other things under that thread that are really interesting that you can check out too, with like surgeons talking about how accurate movies are and stuff.
Well, hey, so. Send that to me so I can get it on the, I'll put it in the description of this
episode. Sure, yeah, I'll give you a better link.
Thank you.
And Jeff had a staff pick.
He does. Read Jeff's staff pick.
Jeff's staff pick, it's H. John Benjamin, who we all love, voice of Archer, voice of Bob on Bob's Burgers, going all the way back to, you know, Dr. Katz. He was been on there.
He's on Family Guy.
I mean, yeah, he's been on, you know, everybody loves him. He has a new book out, and it's called Failure is an Option.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a semi-memoir, but it's basically scorns the entire self-help ambition club. He's basically saying that shoot for failure, because fuck it.
Awesome. All
so,
right.
So anyway, but it looks like a very funny book.
All right. Get the audiobook and he'll probably be reading it.
Oh, no doubt. I have no doubt. Yes.
So that'll make it even more enjoyable.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we thank you for listening. And please, if you haven't had a chance yet, just send Jeff your best. He will be with us next week. And until that time, please remember to...
keep it canon.
Canon-ness.
Two Faces Radio.